Beaumont Tower has been part of the Michigan State University landscape since 1928, and Current State's Jamie Paisley went to the very top of the tower to inspect the series of bells up there, part of an instrument, of course, called a carillon. So you're not afraid of heights, Jamie?
Well, actually, yes. I kind of am, which made it much more of an interesting story to be up there. and it doesn't help that the last stairs to get up to right where the belfry is, it's very steep. Even more so when you're trying to keep a microphone in one of your hands. That's always fun. But that's all in a day's work for Professor Ray McClellan, the MSU carillonneur since 1997. Although Ray has been the carillonner for about 20 years, he still thinks that many folks don't know that, there's a musician up there.
I'm afraid that probably a lot of people, they hear the carillon, they just probably think it's a computer playing. Now, the computer does play MSU Shadows every day just before 5 o'clock. But, of course, when it's sounding the quarter hour, quarter, half hour, three quarter, and full hour, it's a computer playing. I don't want people to think that somebody's actually sitting up here every 15 minutes and playing the bells. But actually, people ask me that question, so obviously some people think that. But most of the time, when you hear music playing, it's going to be a live person.
We're here at the bottom of Beaumont Tower, and it is a fairly crisp day, let's say. And I know that there's a heater in the bells themselves at the carillon, but is there ever any time where it's unsafe to play that you're fearing that it might crack?
It's not that it's unsafe to play. It may be bad for the bells. So, yeah, ice can form on the wires. And so I tell my students, every time you go up to play, make sure you check the batons. And if something won't move, don't force it. Just lightly work with it, because that's a very bad thing to try. If we break a wire, then we're sunk until you can get it repaired. So when I play, the clappers inside the bell are playing. But when the automatic system plays, it's the hammers on the outside of the bells. And so not all the bells have those hammers. 27 bells have the hammers. And then all 49 bells have clappers that we play. So when the computer plays, as it's playing the half hour, three-quarter hour, it's the computer doing that. And it's playing the hammers on the outside of the bells.
You have a variety of students that come, and not all of them are MSU students. Could you talk about the process, about how the different sort of community members that also come in to take lessons?
Yes, so any student at MSU can take carillon lessons. They just have to have some keyboard experience and be able to read basic music. And they can come and email me or call me and ask if they'd like to audition. And it's an easy audition. But if they're really interested in playing, they certainly can. But I also have students who come through the Community Music School. And the Community Music School is sort of an off-branch of the College of Music. So you can enroll there for very inexpensively to take lessons. And you don't have to be a university student. You can be anybody from the community, and you can take lessons that way, too.
There's an interesting technique. As you talk about the students that come, they have to have keyboard experience. But there's not really a whole lot of five-finger technique when you're dealing with keyboard. It's a very different sort of playing mechanism that you have.
Yeah, so just because I say you have to have piano experience or keyboard experience doesn't mean you have to be able to play with your fingers. You're actually playing with your lightly closed fists. And so you're hitting, I don't like to use the word banging, but you're hitting the keys and also playing with your feet. And so most of the time we're playing single notes with each hand, but sometimes we open our hands to play chords. And there's all different kinds of techniques to play chords, broken and open chords and stuff like that. And then your feet, you play with your both feet. And so actually we can get a very full sound on the carillon.
My name is Yi Ting, and we're standing at the Beaumont Tower, where the carillon sits.
Yi Ting Chua is one of the carillon students of Professor Ray McClellan.
I've been taking lessons for 4 years now, I believe.
But are you a music student?
No, I'm actually a criminal justice major. The first time I came across this was my senior year here, and I wander upon here where the doors open, and then visitors are invited to go upstairs and actually watch Ray play. So I went up there and realized, wow, this is really cool. And then given that I have previous piano experience, so I decided to take lessons.
We're not at the top of Beaumont Tower right now. Where are we?
We're on the first floor, and basically the ground floor when you enter. And you see there's a practice carillon that resembles what it's actually upstairs, but it's not attached to any bells. It's so that students can practice down here. So we do go upstairs at times during lessons to prepare ourselves for the recital, which is at the end of semesters, all the students would gather together and then play upstairs.
Do you want to play a little bit?
Yes.
That's the sound of the practice carillon instrument at Beaumont Tower on the MSU campus, as played by Yi-Ting Chua, criminal justice grad student who also takes carillon lessons from Professor Ray McClelland. Yi-Ting then leads me up to look at the regular carillon, which looks a lot like an old-fashioned weaver's loom, with a row of cables heading straight up to the ceiling. At which point, I'm led to yet another set of steps.
Oh, we're going up there?
Yeah.
Oh, cow. Okay. It's really cold. Wow, these are steep. And you can't really see a whole lot either. Yes, there's light now. Wow, these are massive.
The art of carillon actually started in the Netherlands. Now the Netherlands and Belgium and northern France. And that art expanded, especially here after World War II, because it takes so much money to build a tower and have these bells. So the art in North America has really continued, especially after World War II. However, our carillon was, the tower was built and the bells were installed and finished in 1928, and it was dedicated in 1929. And so there were some carillons during the time when the rolling 20s, when there was a lot of money rolling out around before the crash. So there's a lot of carillons from that period. But in Michigan, we have 14. There's two in this area. There's one in a church in Lansing, Century United Methodist Church, right next to the Capitol building. Grand Valley State University has one on each of their campuses, one in Allendale and one in Grand Rapids. And then there's two in Ann Arbor, one on Central and one on North Campus. But I should say, the biggest carillon in the world that is the biggest in the number of bells is in Bloomfield Hills at the Kirk in the Hills. They have 77 bells. So no other carillon has that many bells. And the third heaviest carillon in the country is in Ann Arbor at Burton Tower, because their biggest bell is 12 tons. So we're talking about the original heavy metal music. In the summertime, if you were to come and listen to our summer recitals, we have all through the a month of July, Wednesdays evenings in July at 6 o'clock. Now we haven't scheduled all of our recitalists yet, but we usually have them from all over the world, and so people sit outside when it's so nice outside on the green grass and under the trees. Some bring their blankets and some bring gourmet picnics, and they're out there enjoying the time while the carillon's playing.
For those that don't want to come out in. Sit in the snow, they can come in the summer.
That's right. Yeah, it's pretty cold outside, but it's nice when you can come inside and listen, watch, and play when I play on Tuesdays.
You can find more information about the Beaumont Tower Carillon at tour.msu.edu. And if you're interested in taking lessons yourself from Professor Ray McClelland at the Beaumont Carillon through the Community Music School, you can visit cms.msu.edu. For Current State and High Above the Banks of the Red Cedar, I'm Jamie Paisley.